Blog Talk Radio.
Revolution is the solution. If you work in corporate America, be a revolutionary. If you work in government, be a revolutionary. Gather material, gather information, learn everything you can. If you've got a high level of security clearance, you can go in doors that other Negroes can't go in. You go in and see whatever you can see, and then bring it back to your black community so that we can be all that we can really be. Be a revolutionary in whatever you do. This chapter should grow overnight. Every one of you that is not a member should join today. What else do you have to do? You say, well, I'm too old. You're not too old. We need you. We need your wisdom. We need your maturity. You say, I'm too young. We need you. We need your fire. We need your spirit. We need your zeal. You say, well, I'm middle age. I'm not too young. I'm not too old. I say, you're just right.
That's right.
For what needs to be done at this time, what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
The time and what must be done. I want to cover the 10-point program and platform and cover a few things with you. Why is the new Black Panther Party talking about God? Some of the original Panthers angry with us because we talk about God. They say ain't no religion in the Black Panther Party. That ain't, you ain't supposed to have no religion. You're a fool.
Right.
We don't want to do nothing where God is not at the center. You will never build a mass movement among black people if you leave God out of your movement.
Right.
It's silly. That's why all kind of lumping activity can crop up. That's why we end up with tons of drugs on top of our heads. Brought in by COINTELPRO, K. Edgar Hoover. That's what I said, K. Edgar Hoover. K. Edgar Hoover and the modern day Hoovers. Coming.
And we welcome you to the latest edition of the Black Power Truth Hour here on blogtalkradio.com, sponsored by the New Black Liberation Militia. I'm your host, Brother Anthony. So glad that you were able to join us here. We're here every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern here on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen also at www.blogtalkradio.com/NBLM. The number to join us here, as always, is 516-453-9457. Again, that's 516-453-9457, and you can join in on the conversation. We'll be speaking with Sister Nisa Shabazz in just a few. But again, I just want to remind you that we're here every Thursday here on blogtalkradio.com, 6 p.m. Eastern time. And we're here to, you know, talk liberation. We're here to talk about our survival. You know, whether people want to admit to it or not, we're at war here as black people, whether you're male or female. We are at war here, and we have to prepare ourselves as such. You see how the government and so many other entities have been built to try and take us down. We have to mobilize. We have to mobilize as best as humanly possible. While we are waiting for our guests to come in, we want to take a few calls. First of all, I want to take a call from area code 229. Black Power, how are you today?
Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, it's your brother Nehemiah X, National Spokesman of the New Black Liberation Militia. How you doing, sir?
How you doing? Doing well, sir. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was given the topic.
Excuse me. I was given the topic, great followers become great leaders, maturity of leadership. Great followers become great leaders, the maturity of leadership. But before I get into it today, I promise it's just going to be brief. I must give honor to the God of our ancestors and all the great worthies coming down the line of divine. We must We must thank these that have paid the price for freedom, who have lived their lives being living testimonies and great leaders that were made by other great leaders just to come down and give us the truth and bear witness to the time that we're in. And we further give reverence and thanks to the Black Power General, Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, who was a follower and became a great leader, following one that was a follower and became a great leader. That is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who we thank for molding a man who would be and do what they said he would do. Again, that's the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, the Sword of Allah. So to get into it today, again, great followers become great leaders, the maturity of leadership. Well, in order to be a great leader, one must have to be a great follower. A great follower becomes a great leader. Like we have Malcolm X, who was a great follower and became a great leader. But he was a great follower and telling people who he was following. That's how he became a great leader, one who not only just who just sprang up and just became some great leader, but like you say, it takes a tedious task of following the ways and following one who was a great leader. And through the times, we see how COINTELPRO and J. Edgar Hoover intermingled into the affairs of Black people and put that split between the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the great Malik El Haj Shabazz. And we further seen how COINTEL also did the same with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Black Power General Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. But just getting into the meat of what we have here today. from the Quran, Muhammad Maulana Ali translation, chapter 14, verse 4 says, "And we sent no messenger but with the language of his people, so that he might explain to them clearly that Allah leaves in error whom he pleases, and he guides whom he pleases, and he is mighty and the wise." Verse 5, "And clearly we sent Moses with our messengers, saying, bring forth thy people from darkness into light and remind them of the days of Allah. And this are surely signs for every steadfast and grateful one." Furthermore, another one in the Quran, chapter 21 and verse 73, "And we made them leaders who guided people by our command, and we revealed to them the doing of good and the keeping up of prayer and the giving of alms or food or charity, and us alone did they serve." We understand that it takes people who speak the language of a people to lead those people. Followers, we must be great followers. The reason for following is so we could become great leaders. In order to become something, in order to become skilled in the profession, one must take a mentor. Malcolm X's mentor was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's mentor was Malcolm X and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Khalid Abdul Muhammad's mentor was the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we're just steering clear, understanding that the reason that we gathered in this profession was to be in the formation, to be in the organization and lead the way. All of those that are in formations or organizations, they do what they do, but you need a mentor. You need one to lead the way and show you how to be what you need to be. We have the Supreme Commander, Naji Muhammad, who was the living embodiment of Khalid. We don't say that as some spookism, but we say that he followed and did not stray the path and that he embodied the teachings of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. And so even those who lack leadership or give forth poor leadership, there's another scripture that said these are blind leaders and that they have the blind following the blind and they all end up in the ditch. Again, they be blind leaders. And if the blind lead the blind, then both shall fall in the ditch. Even in the times of Jesus, he told them that there'll be times where you will look for the days of the coming of the Son of Man, but neither will you understand, because he will be scorned, rejected, and refused. There's another one where he said, "So whoever will save his life shall lose his life, and whoever will lose his life for the sake of the people shall find his life. So like I say, in this work that we do, it's all about leadership, but it's all about following the commands. It's all about abiding to the structure. It's all about abiding to the rules and the laws and embodying the objective so that we can soon become that great leader which we wish to be. Again, I'm Brother Nehemiah X, the spokesman, just delivering something like, thank you for the time, Brother Anthony.
Not a problem at all, brother. Back power to you. And you have, and, please stay on the line and listen to our show. Again, this is the Black Power Truth Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You need to give us a buzz, 516-453-9457. That's 516-453-9457. And I want to also, now I want to also bring in our Supreme Commander, Najee Muhammad. Black power to you, Commander.
Black power, black power. All praise is due to Almighty, the Most High, and the honor to our ancestors and divine worthy that came before us in this era and time throughout the line of divine. I give greetings to the audience, black power, and our listeners throughout the hills of North America, black power. Assalamu alaikum, Hotep, Abani Ghani. Alafianin, black laws for all black people here in the hills of North America. The topic is skills of a leader. As I put forth in the NASA spokesman did a beautiful job laying the base. And I'm here to kick the list of statistics and give you the realistics and kick the damn ballistics. Leadership is not just ideas, but actions, and we have to implement them into action. A plan must be drawn up with plans, backup plans, and escape plans. Dr. Carter taught us that sitting in tables, the empowerment of those in command is first realized by themselves. And one becomes a leader when action of self-design becomes useful to the cause. Leaders must be willing to make or profitable will give him the advantage in the next battle. A leader should listen to all and use the essential elements needed to perform a task. This effective use of material will give him the endurance needed to fight two against one. A leader will see casualties lost as an unpreventable weapon. A defensive leader will never be impatient. Only on the offense will a leader and his troops feel the need to attack. A leader will rank his troops based on the amount of skills, discipline, growth, is a visceral and team effort shown with each lesson taught. Leadership is always a test of knowledge, dependable and hard work. Therefore, it is a sign of weakness to a leader that's soldiers do not try. Leaders know to when the right has come to move someone up in rank. To a leader, war is an art, beautiful and respectful, the same as peace. And next week, we will go on then with the skills of a soldier, the point of development of a true soldier into leadership. And we as a people in the hills of North America, dedicated to the resurrection and salvation of the black nation in the hills of North America, and using our propaganda as an armed weapon tool, our Black Power Truth Hour 101.1 Power Radio, to bring the message to our people and drop the seed in their brains, will calculate the seed and resurrect the truth because revolution means complete constructive change within ourselves, within our soul, within our hearts, within our minds, and our black behinds at this era time. We got to organize and stuff. We got to organize discussion groups. You see, we got to organize and post stuff on all levels because the principle of a militia is a political card or group discussion that we'll be doing right now. The Black Power Truth Hour. You see, we got to have each person for the need because good knowledge brings behavior to win the support of the black population. Discussion guides and convinces the people with a new attitude and opinion of us as a whole in this black power liberation movement in the hills of North America. We as a people are divine people, and we need information and inspiration in promoting the vow of participation right at this point in time because we are in an insurrection of knowledge. We are in a time of insurrection and persuasion face to face at a local, regional, and national level to win the support of our people and the population here in the hills of North America. We need political awareness building and the motivation are attended by the use of this dramatic level of Black Power Radio, Black Power 2 Hour. Don't touch that black dial. I don't know how much time left, but we got to come to correction and a favorable opinion of our Black Power Liberation Movement through local and national, regional, to make it clear to the hells of North America and the fascist, racist police regime that occupies every neck of the next of America against our people in this time. Black power.
Exactly.
And the objectives of this time, we turn it back over to our editor chief, Anthony S. McClain, Black Power.
Black Power, Commander. We still got some time. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. If you want to give us a call, it's 516-453-9457. But to expand on that a little bit, Commander, you know, Brother Nehemiah talked about, you know, the infiltration that's been going on for years. You know, we know, you know, with COINTELPRO, you know, COINTELPRO goes back. It goes as far back as Marcus Garvey, because they, he dared to want to have us, basically go home, but they didn't want him here, but they didn't want him to go to Africa as well. And it seems as though to me, fundamentally, while things have changed to a certain extent, that same, the mindset hasn't changed, whether it's Martin Luther King, whether it was Malcolm, whether it was Elijah Muhammad, whether it's Louis Farrakhan, whether it's Khalid Muhammad, they've always wanted to have a hand in our destruction.
Well, I gotta say this in the words of Minister Malcolm X. Malcolm said, "Time programs and objectives and time may change, but the objective of the white man remain the same." You see, as they say, the strong black identity make you extremist to the next government? Well, they move in that manner because the government of the United States of America has long targeted black people by way of programs like the FBI Current Intelligence Program, COINTELPRO, founded in the 1950s by the FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. The objective was to stop the rise of a black messiah whose leadership will unite black people. COINTELPRO continuously spies on, set up, and destabilize groups organize to a lift and fight for justice for black people. Malcolm X, his teacher, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Black Panther Party, co-founder Huey P. Newton, and even the less militant Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. are some or so many contemporary topics. And later on, it was Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad, Aaron Michaels, and now Rakeem Balogun and myself. You see? And that's why you will know when a certain person is effective, because they come after you. They come after Rakeem Balogun. They came after me. You see? But they ain't mess with the others because they're not doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing effective. But we trying to put everybody together collectively so we could be effectively Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. And it's what's sad is, and I know I've said this a bunch of times, what's bothersome to me, Commander, is that we're basically fighting the same fight of our ancestors, you know, whether it be the ones who were brought over here from Africa to their ancestors and so on and so on and so on. And the hardest thing is, you know, you don't want to, you know, we're under siege all the time. And, you know, you don't want to fight all the time. You want to be able to live your life, but, you know, there's still so much that has to be done. There's still so much other things that we have to overcome just to be able to live our lives.
Well, right now, the weed and seed, the identity black extremists, new COINTELPRO by the FBI, seek to stiff growing black consciousness, militancy, and see organized groups like in Dallas and around the country potential threat. Something is possible for the government to use BIE, known as Black Identity Extremists, as a way to detain anyone in our community. Shows the strength that we have in the city around the country. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan continually tells us that the nation is honeycombed with agents and hypocrites. So it is impressive that we remain clean, intensely, and extremely in order for our righteousness to sustain us during these troubled times. You see? And it's like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you cannot fathom of the depths of this devil. And us as a black people, in the hills of North America, we have been hit and fathomed by this devil, by this cracker, by this beast, because we now have the mark of the goddamn beast. You see, our people have become savages in the cage of their mind, as white folk was in the cage physically 2,000 years. Doing a 4,600 reign of rule on this planet Earth. We are in a troubled and condition today. You see? But the most extreme militant blacks I know will be at best be in the equivalent and devoted National Rifle Association. But they are training, demonstrating, and organizing the black. They don't like that. They don't like a Huey P. Newton Gun Club. They don't like a Guerrilla Mainframe, and they don't like that new Black Liberation Militia hardcore, the last of the best, the resurrection of the BLA, the calling toward black militia group in the hells of North America, carrying on the vision of my mentor, Dr. Khaled Du Muhammad, the Black Power General. Take it or leave it alone.
Exactly. Black Power. Commander, again, thank you for joining us this week for another powerful message.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank everyone out there for joining us again. We'll be back on again next Thursday at the same time here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Brother Anthony, and I thank you for joining us today.
Yes, sir.
I went to St. Louis, Missouri the other day. They had Black Panthers from all over the country. No one knew about it at all. They had machine guns, recoilless rifles, grease guns, Lugers, 25 of them, all armed. And the chief of police met me at the airport when I arrived, and they were there, right there at the steps. He said, "You were violating the law." "Yeah, we're violating the law." He said, "We're tired of our white and black leaders, Jackie and Martin and Bobby, being killed. We're going to protect this man while he's here." And they didn't arrest one of them. Because they said, if you arrest one, then someone's going to die, because we are ready to kill. Black power means black dignity. Just as surely as you are proud to be white, we're proud to be black. Black is beautiful, baby. It's pretty. I always say to my brothers, I say, "Baby, don't worry about the white chicks. We got everything from chalk to charcoal in our own race. You know, see? Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Black power means dignity. Means we're going to walk side by side with you or through you. We're going to be with dignity and integrity. We don't want any more than you have, and we're not going to accept any less than you have. That's black power."
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from the Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hart, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.